It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack.
Okay, with us guys, I think with age, we all think we look better. We're like wine. But women, you always seem to worry about how they look and age and everything else. And today's guest is helping change the industry and redefine these beauty standards. So I'm excited to have her on because I could probably use a lot of her advice as well. So our guest is Amanda Scriver. She's a freelance journalist and a body image advocate based out of Toronto, where there's a lot of snow today. Last summer, she released her first book, a pocket travel guide to Toronto titled The Hunt Guides. And when she's not being fat, loud, and shouty on the internet, you can find her watching Netflix with her partner. So Amanda, thank you for joining us today, but it sounds like you and I have a lot in common here.
We definitely have a lot in common, I think. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, I want to get right down to it because, you know, I guess as I've gained a few, you know, each year, okay, I'm in my 50s, so I'm going to say from the time I'm in my 20s, each year if I gain just a pound or two, add that up, it's a lot of weight. And so sometimes I kind of ignore it, but I got to admit, I married outside my league, so I want to stay looking good. I want her to keep looking at me as we get older here. And so, but help me adapt to it and talk about body positivity.
So I think the thing is, I actually just wrote a piece about this. Each year, we get bombarded with these posts, the new year, new me. We're always so frightened about how we need to conform to these beauty standards and how we need to look. I think the thing is that we're always so frightened about just being satisfied about who we are as a person. And that doesn't mean that you can't be healthy. That doesn't mean that you can't work out. That doesn't mean that you can't have a specific type of diet. I think there's so many things in the media that come out that say that we're, you know, if you're a fat person, that you don't work out or that you're lazy or so on and so forth. And those types of headlines can feel so suffocating, and they can also be very triggering to certain people.
Well, it can. It can be debilitating because you get depressed.
Yeah.
And some days I'm embarrassed my wife to see me without a shirt on. Or, you know, I think to myself, I can't enjoy that meal or all of it, even though I'm hungry, because I've got to lose weight. And I think it actually depresses you at times and debilitates you. And so, you know, I'm with you. We need to realize who we are and be positive about it. And myself included. So I'm preaching to myself here. So I really wanted to I need to be quiet and listen more. Keep going.
I think it's interesting that you say that, because so often we forget in this body positivity journey, men from the equation. We leave out that men are suffering from body image issues as well, but not just men. There's also there's trans folks who suffer from body dysmorphia. There's all sorts of people who suffer from body image issues, and we need to include all of these people when we're talking about body image issues.
I like that because you're saying body image. It's not just about someone who's heavy, but you know, my wife is actually very thin, is concerned about it. I'm a little heavy and I'm concerned about it. And so I truly believe, I don't know if anybody is ever happy with themselves no matter what they look like.
Right. And I think all throughout our lives, we're going to be at different points in our body journey. I think at one point, you're never fully satisfied, no matter who you are or what you're doing. And I know at some point, even with me, people always come up to me and they say, I love everything you write. I love, you know, all of your posts online. And I say, that's great. And they're like, how do you do it? You always seem so positive. And I was like, you know, here's the thing. Social media is a lie. There's some days where I have really great body days, and there's some days where I have really terrible body days. I hate everything about myself. So I think there's peaks and there's valleys. There's ups and there's downs. And I think it's okay to feel bad about yourself some days, and it's okay to accept those things other days. I think we just need to understand that it's okay to really accept all parts of ourselves, but the thing is that to get to that place is a struggle, and it's about turning off that negative voice inside of ourselves. Sort of,
you
like
know- a light bulb goes off. As you're saying it, a light bulb goes off in my head, because I keep thinking, shame on me, because I still don't look like I did when I was 20 or 25. You know, I'm aging, and that's a fact of life. And so the wrinkles starting to form. I don't look the same. I'm not in the same shape, but I am the same person. And I am a good person, and I know that. And so I just have to be more positive about myself. So what you're doing is you're helping, you know, redefine some of these things of how we perceive ourselves. I think you're on a great mission. I applaud you.
Yeah, and I think really what it comes down to is we need to take more effort to tune out the negative self-talk that we have within ourselves and that we aim towards ourselves. And we really have to work hard at building a positive body image within ourselves, because once we have a positive self-image, we can project that towards ourselves and towards others.
Okay, is there something you could tell me that would help me with that? Is it dressing different? Is it just a mindset? Or what could you do to help me with that?
I think it's more of a mindset. So one of the things that I, when I was really starting in on my my body journey, so to speak, was I named that negative self voice within myself. And I sort of wrote down all the things I hated about myself. So it could be, you know, I really, for the longest time, hated that I had, my body is apple shaped. So I really hated that I had a tummy, that was lower hanging. And I really hated that. I hated that I had a double chin. I hated that. And then sort of speaking to yourself in a mirror and speaking directly towards that negative voice and telling it why those things are positive.
You make me think of
more courage to do.
You know, and I'll say this is every, and I got to say this to myself because I feel the same as you're saying. But on the other side is everybody sees something different. And so, you know, I remember a story when I was in college. My best friend and I are sitting at a restaurant and two girls walk in and sit down and we're both making the same comments. Look at her. That's the hottest girl I've ever seen. Wow, I'm too nervous to go over there. And it goes on and on for a few minutes. We're both daring each other and we're both chicken as can be. But reality was when it came down to it, we were both looking at a different girl. I was looking at one, he was looking at the other, because we were both attracted to different things. And so, you know, some people would like somebody with a little more weight on them. Some want them a little less weight. Some want them taller. Some want them thinner. And so while we destroy our own self-image and get negative on ourselves, there are other people that are finding that very attractive. And so you're right. It's a mindset we've got to adapt to, because everybody looks for something different, including, you know, when I look at somebody, I look for something different. And a girl's smile will go further for me than somebody who's not smiling, no matter what their body shape is. It's their personality on the inside that just shines through.
Well, and that's just it. And I think the biggest thing that a lot of people don't understand is that even if you try and go on a diet, only 5% of people can actually keep that weight off for 5 years or more. And I know I've been on that diet yo-yo cycle for so many times. But I am one of those 5% of people who can only, and I work out. I work out, you know, during the week. I make healthy meals at home. But you could keep trying, or you could just come to love your body the way it is.
I'm with you. I'd blame the media, because even the models on the cover are being photoshopped. They're being airbrushed. And recently I applaud one of the major retailers, CVS, who said no more airbrushing after a certain time. And, you know, to be able to change that, because even the models can't look as good as they do in that print. And so we're all being bombarded with these fake images that we just can't meet.
No, and I mean, there's lots of different retailers that, like Glossier was a makeup brand that also came out with a no retouching ad as well, and they've been featuring plus size models in their makeup campaigns as well.
I love it. I love it. Well, I invite our listeners, because all of us need to learn from what you're out there doing. I applaud the mission you're on. I invite everybody to go to AmmaScriver. I'm slurring today. AmmaScriver.com. And I'm going to put the link up on the website since I stuttered that one out there. I want to thank you, Amanda, for joining us today. I'm David Pollack, your beauty expert. And remember, if you've got a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.